Are you ready for a scary story? Then turn down the lights, bundle up. It's time for a walk in the dark with Ancient Voices. This recording is of a short collection of entries from the SCP Foundation website at scp-wiki.net. Mankind, in its present state, has been around for a quarter of a million years, yet only the last 4,000 have been of any significance. So what did we do for nearly 250,000 years? We huddled in caves and around small fires, fearful of the things that we didn't understand. It was more than explaining why the sun came up. It was the mystery of enormous birds with the heads of men and rocks that came to life. So we called them gods and demons, begged them to spare us, and prayed for salvation. In time, their numbers dwindled and ours rose. The world began to make more sense when there were fewer things to fear, yet the unexplained can never truly go away, as if the universe demands the absurd and impossible. Mankind must not go back to hiding in fear. No one else will protect us, and we must stand up for ourselves. While the rest of mankind dwells in the light, we must stand in the darkness to fight it, contain it, and shield it from the eyes of the public so that others may live in a sane and normal world. We secure, we contain, we protect. Signed, the Administrator. Operating clandestine and worldwide, the Foundation operates beyond jurisdiction, empowered and entrusted by every major national government with the task of containing anomalous objects, entities, and phenomena. These anomalies pose a significant threat to global security by threatening either physical or psychological harm. The Foundation operates to maintain normalcy, so that the worldwide population can live and go on with their daily lives without fear, mistrust, or doubt in their personal beliefs, and maintain human independence from extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional, and other extra-normal influence. Our mission is threefold. Secure. The Foundation secures anomalies with the goal of preventing them from falling into the hands of civilian or rival agencies. Through extensive observation and surveillance, and by acting to intercept such anomalies at the earliest opportunity. Contain. The Foundation contains anomalies with the goal of preventing their influence or effects from spreading by either relocating, concealing, or dismantling such anomalies, or by suppressing or preventing public dissemination of knowledge thereof. Protect. The Foundation protects humanity from the effects of such anomalies, as well as the anomalies themselves, until such time that they are either fully understood, or new theories of science can be devised based on their properties and behavior. The Foundation may also neutralize or destroy anomalies as an option of last resort, if they are determined to be too dangerous to be contained. The Foundation maintains an extensive database of information regarding anomalies requiring special containment procedures, commonly referred to as SCPs. The primary Foundation database contains summaries of such anomalies and emergency procedures for maintaining or re-establishing safe containment in the case of a containment breach or other event. Anomalies may take many forms, be it an object, an entity, a location, or a freestanding phenomenon. These anomalies are categorized into one of several object classes and are either contained at one of the Foundation's myriad secure facilities or contained on-site if relocation is deemed unfeasible. Let's move on now to accounts of three anomalous entities currently contained by the SCP Foundation. These anomalies are all classified as mostly or completely contained, but they are all extremely dangerous. All special containment procedures should be observed when studying or interacting with these anomalies, and only classified Foundation personnel are permitted access to containment areas. Item SCP-002 Object Class Euclid. SCP-002 is to remain connected to a suitable power supply at all times, to keep it in what appears to be a recharging mode. In case of electrical outage, the emergency barrier between the object and the facility is to be closed and the immediate area evacuated. Once facility power is reestablished, alternating bursts of X-ray and ultraviolet light must strobe the area until SCP-002 is reaffixed to the power supply and returned to recharging mode. Containment area is to be kept at negative air pressure at all times. Teams including a minimum of 2 members are required within 20 meters of SCP-002 or its containment area. Personnel should maintain physical contact with one another at all times to confirm there is another person present, as perception may be dulled, skewed, or influenced by proximity to the object. No personnel below Level 3 are permitted within SCP-002. This requirement may be waived via written authorization from 2 off-site Level 4 administrators. Command staff issued such a waiver must be escorted by at least 5 Level 3 security personnel for the duration of their contact, and must temporarily surrender their rank and security clearance. Following contact, command staff will be escorted at least 5 kilometers from SCP-002 to undergo a 72-hour quarantine and psychological evaluation. If deemed fit for return to duty by psych staff, rank and security clearance may be restored when quarantine expires. Description: SCP-002 resembles a tumorous, fleshy growth with a volume of roughly 60 cubic meters, or 2,000 cubic feet. An iron valve hatch on one side leads to its interior, which appears to be a standard low-rent apartment of modest size. One wall of the room possesses a single window, though no such opening is visible from the exterior. The room contains furniture, which, upon close examination, appears to be sculpted bone, woven hair, and various other biological substances produced by the human body. All matter tested thus far show independent or fragmented DNA sequences for each object in the room. Refer to the Mulhausen report for details related to the object's discovery. To date, subject has been responsible for the disappearances of 7 personnel. It has also, in its time at the facility, further furnished itself with 2 lamps, a throw rug, a television, a radio, a beanbag chair, 3 books in an unknown language, 4 children's toys, and a small potted plant. Tests with a variety of lab animals, including higher primates, have failed to provoke a response in SCP-002. Cadavers, as well, fail to produce any effect. Whatever process the subject uses to convert organic matter into furnishings is apparently only facilitated by the introduction of living humans. The following is a brief report detailing the discovery of SCP-002, referred to as the Mulhausen Report. Subject was discovered in a small crater in northern Portugal, where it struck the Earth from orbit. Encased in a shell of thick rock, the fleshy exterior of the object was exposed by the impact. A native farmer happened upon the site and reported his findings to the village elder. Subject gained SCP attention when a Level 4 agent posted in the area detected a small, radioactive anomaly generated by the object. A collection squad of SCP security personnel, led by General Mulhausen, was immediately dispatched to the area, where they quickly secured the object in a large container and performed initial testing with subjects recruited from the nearby village. Three men, individually, sent into the structure subsequently disappeared. Upon discovering this deadly property of the subject, General Mulhausen issued a level 4A termination order of any witnesses, roughly one-third of the village, to ensure no outside knowledge of the object, and initiated its transport to SCP facility. These data have been expunged. During preparation for transport, four SCP security personnel were inexplicably drawn inside the object, where they too immediately disappeared. Following inspection, it appeared as if the object had grown several new furnishings and was beginning to look like the interior of an apartment room. General Mulhausen immediately ordered the requisition of several Class 3 hazmat suits for the remaining security team members, who proceeded to lift the container onto a waiting freight ship for transport to the SCP containment facility. Remaining data in this report have been expunged. Following the termination of General Mulhausen, SCP-002 was resecured by SCP staff and brought into special containment at a classified location where it currently resides. Staff with clearance below Level 3 have been denied access to the SCP-002 container without prior approval of at least two Level 4 staff after the Mulhausen incident. We move on now to item SCP-015. Object Class, Euclid. SCP-015 is impossible to move and is contained on site. A gap of at least 2 meters, 6 feet, needs to be maintained around the entire structure containing SCP-015 at all times. No structure of any kind is to make contact with SCP-015's current containment structure. Exploration is permissible, but only in teams of 3 with full safety lines and GPS tracking. Any protrusions from SCP-015 must be capped and sealed immediately, with the new site recorded and logged. No aggressive action is to be made within SCP-015. No hand or power tools are allowed anywhere inside SCP-015. No repairs or maintenance are to be made anywhere on SCP-015. Description. SCP-015 is a mass of pipes, vents, boilers, and other various plumbing apparatus completely filling a warehouse in this location has been expunged. The pipes appear to grow when not under observation, attempting to connect to nearby structures via sewer systems and underground plumbing. SCP-015 contains, at current estimate, over 190 kilometers, or 120 miles, of pipes, ranging in diameter from 2.5 centimeters to over 1 meter. Some pipes appear new, while others are rusted and leaking. Pipes have been reported as being made of bone, wood, steel, pressed ash, human flesh, glass, and granite. No pipes composed of lead, PVC plastic, copper, or any other traditional material for the production of pipes have been found. SCP-015 reacts to tools and aggression. Any personnel acting violently, carrying tools, or attempting to damage or repair SCP-015 in any way will trigger a reaction. Any pipes near the subject will burst, spraying on the subject for several seconds before the flow suddenly stops. Pipes have been reported containing oil, mercury, rats, a species of insect not yet identified, ground glass, seawater, entrails, and molten iron. Pipes will continue to burst around the subject until death or retreat. SCP-015 was cut back to its current structure after attaching to 11 other structures in the area. Currently, 11 personnel have been killed, and 20 more are still missing. Reports have been made of banging and screaming coming from within SCP-015. And finally, we move to SCP-072. Object class, safe. All known instances of SCP-072 are to be contained in a 3.5 by 4 meter holding cell. Access is allowed only during authorized testing procedures. Without prior approval from Senior Researcher Grant, no materials created for the purpose of being slept on are to be introduced into a 15-meter vicinity of the holding cell. Description: instances of 072 were first discovered in an apartment building in Michigan after two local media reports on SCP-072's effects caused a local panic, which drew the attention of embedded Foundation agent. SCP-072 is a shadowy and translucent projection which resembles a 0.9-meter-long hand, the fingers of which taper to a sharp point. Detailed recording of SCP-072 is difficult, as it does not manifest at light levels above 5 lux. Instances of SCP-072 have only been observed to manifest when a human, hereafter referred to as the subject, enters REM sleep while located in a bed infected by SCP-072 and leaves a foot or feet exposed to open air. If these conditions are satisfied, SCP-072 will emerge from the foot of the bed and appear to use its pointer finger to tap on the subject's foot until they awaken. Subjects have reported that at this point they were unable to move, showing symptoms similar to sleep paralysis. This continues as long as SCP-072 is visible. SCP-072 will then use its pointed fingers to cut portions of flesh from the exposed parts of the subject's foot or feet. It will return to within the bed in between each removal, emerging without the collected material. This will continue until SCP-072 has taken all of the exposed foot or feet, stopping at the ankle. Though subjects exposed to SCP-072 report this process to be immensely painful, its paralytic effects render them unable to scream or call for help. It is unknown if manifestations of SCP-072 feed on the collected material or use them for some other purpose. As long as the wounds are properly treated, SCP-072's effects are not fatal, but have been observed to cause psychological damage relating to sleep in the future. There is also a secondary effect. Any bed within an approximately 10-meter vicinity of a bed which manifests the effects of SCP-072 will also host an instance of SCP-072. Destruction of a bed affected by SCP-072 reveals no anomalous materials and no trace of biological material removed from subjects. The short excerpts I just read are all from a massive international creative writing project that is active and growing online through the SCP Foundation Wiki. The SCP Foundation was created as a framework for science fiction, fantasy, and horror writers to try their hands at writing a believable account of a fantastic object or anomaly in a very formulaic style, as though they were writing a technical report for a covert agency. It's interesting how providing boundaries can actually inspire more creative thought by giving writers something to focus on and strive for. The wiki and the works therein are full of clever narrative devices, odd pictures, humor pieces, and even an extensive set of stories that detail the Foundation itself and its mysterious leaders and origins. The wiki launched in 2008, and at this point, 10 years later, there are 5,000 items in the SCP Foundation database, along with a large collection of related works. It's a project that grew out of internet forums and has inspired games, plays, and musical compositions. So on the site itself, there are writing and critique guidelines posted so that anyone who wants to can submit a new SCP file and has a reference to help them fit their idea into this very believable world, increasing their chances of being selected for the wiki. What I love about the SCP Foundation as a project is how it takes advantage of this still very young medium of the internet for storytelling. Sites like creepypasta.com or other online media are fun, but the SCP Foundation is something that could only really exist online. It couldn't be a book, it couldn't be a movie, and have the same impact. It's a smart use of such an interactive platform, and it showcases what's unique about online horror experiences. The whole wiki is presented as an official website, with warnings about security clearances and allusions to terrible things that could happen to the hapless reader who stumbles upon the Foundation's activities, which gives it this extra air of realism and puts the reader on edge even before they select the file they want to read. It's like a stationary ride through a haunted house attraction, but you can go anywhere within the haunted house that you want, and you can stay as long as you like. The online nature of the project also makes it uniquely accessible. It's accessible to seasoned writers and to beginners from anywhere they can find internet access. If a person has an idea and can access a library or an internet cafe or a home device, they can submit their writing, get constructive critique, and maybe even get it out into the world and to an audience that's going to eat it up. In a more general sense, as a reader, it's always exciting to see work that fuses fantasy, science fiction, and horror in an effective way. I see it as a way to explore our highly symbolic inner lives and our hopes for the future without sanitizing them or ignoring the darker, more uncomfortable parts of ourselves. We can't move to a better future without confronting our past, and literature like this is part of that accounting. This was a reading of excerpts from the SCP Foundation Wiki at scp-wiki.net, with music by Kevin MacLeod at incomtech.com, licensed under Creative Commons.